Hello world, this is Travis Ruskus, and I'm going to do a little Instagram Q&A. So thank you to everyone who submitted a question. If you want to ask me your question for the next episode, go ahead and leave it in the comments wherever you hear this recording. So let's get to it. First question, I'm going to make sure to keep this 10 minutes or less. Tattoos by Danny 260914 asks, can you explain a simple technique to begin with? Thank you. I think he means how to begin with balancing a rock. Just put one rock on top of another. The biggest barrier is actually just doing it, going for it. We tell ourselves all these things on why we can't just pick up the rock and go for it. Once you do that, if you want to do some cool balances, pretend like you're balancing on a little like mini triangle. It's all about the triangle. Okay, next question. Marco Furtad P says, hello from Brazil, and I don't know people doing stone balance here, so your videos inspire me to start this practice. Thank you. Congratulations for your idea. Good vibes. Marco, not really a question, but I think it's amazing that someone from Brazil can interact with me, that we have this global communication through Instagram. It's really cool, and I think that when I think of rock balancing, I think of Brazil, and I think of this ancient art form that's been around for thousands of years. So I think, Marco, you're one of the people in the modern era to start doing it, but it's been around for a while, and maybe you should try and go deep into the jungle and try and find the roots of rock balancing in Brazil and get back to me. Let me know. Okay, next question. Shirin Babazade, 70, asks, hello, I want to know, how did you build all this love of nature in your own selves? Do you believe in God? I guess I found my love of nature at my lowest point in my life. And it was when I had quieted my mind that I started to listen to my environment. And if you can just watch a tree and the way that the wind blows through it, but really see it fully, you'll be able to understand God and nature and life. And the spirit that carries that wind also lives within yourself and your own heartbeat. So I believe in God, and I believe that God is actually the energy of all things. Okay, next question. See you, Fred asks, I don't know how you do it, but I never cease to be amazed. This must take tremendous patience. I always look forward to your Instagram postings. Thank you, buddy. It actually takes a lot of patience, but it's also, I think, learning how to fail and learning how to move on from that failure. I think that we a lot of times get really caught up in the moment of victory, and if it doesn't go right, then the world's going to laugh at us. But I'm just going to continue to move forward and continue to fail, and even if everything, all the rocks fall over, it's just a pile of rocks, and I can always kind of start again. So I look forward to your comments, Sifu Fred. Keep coming. Okay, next question. Oscar is happy asks, do you like pie? If so, what kind? Oscar, I like apple pie. College Karens asks, how long did it take you to get to a point that you were really proud of your work? I think this is really more of, there's moments where I realize that I am an amazing artist, and I really get kind of self-critical a lot of the times and have this standard of perfection that I'm never going to meet, or I'm never at the level that I want to be at. But when I can really stop and just say like, hey, you've done good, like this is cool, look at what you just did. And this can even be like when I was five, getting a little blue ribbon at the county fair and a $2 check for this cool crayon piece, and it was cool to be first place, and just have this almost self-reflection of who I actually was. Like, hey, you are creative. This is really cool. And even going back to, let's say, like my latest Instagram post, it's to just look at it and not be obsessed with how many likes it gets, but to really be like, yes, I pushed myself as far as I possibly could, and I created that vision that I had. And to me, that makes me really proud when I can do that. Next question, Winrom asks, where did I leave my nice blue jacket? Winrom, I'm sure it is in the last place that you found it, or that you had left it, actually. Nante asks, are you happy? Nante, today, this day, I'm very happy. Are you happy, Nante? Kostinsky asks, does this art come from a tradition? Did you study with a master? I personally have seen this on trails, you know, if you really look, they've been there for a while. The more people I encounter from all over the world, the more I get a sense that this is an ancient thing that's been around for thousands of years. So for me, I guess I become my own master by experience. And merely just spending time working on a craft will get you to learn that more than any other mentor will. Don't get me wrong, you gotta have a master and a mentor and someone to guide you and someone to look up to, you know, so that you realize that things are possible. But at the same time, you'll realize that within yourself when you just put your hands to work and keep doing it over and over and over and over again. So, hope that helps you. Kostinsky. Next question, Andres is too cool for you, asks, how do I balance a rock? So like I said earlier, you take one rock and you put it on top of another one. Keep going, because what we're going to hit that point is where our creative edge is. So it's all about just knowing when to go beyond that creative edge and when to kind of just lower your expectations, lower your standards, and just be okay with having eight rocks. That you don't have to have that ninth rock or that tenth rock or that one crazy balanced rock. That it's really cool as it is, because all a rock balance is just you finding that point of happiness within yourself. Nick Fox asks, do you talk to the rocks or have some kind of special connect to them as you create balance? Yes, definitely. I talk to them through my hands and I can kind of feel the energy of the stone as the balance goes from complete unalignment to some sort of casually balanced thing to something that fully locks into place. It's like you're walking. It's so hard to explain, but it's almost like you're in the fog and you're walking closer to something and you can feel yourself getting closer and closer until you finally see what it is at the end of that. So I think what's really cool is it's just me talking to the rocks is my consciousness, basically my energy transferred into the rocks. So when you see a rock balance, it's your own energy in the rocks. It's almost like a ghost of yourself is in these rocks. So yes, Nick, I do talk to the rocks. Now, sometimes keep in mind that when I'm struggling for a couple hours trying to unlock this vision, I will be talking to myself sometimes. And it's when I can kind of learn to just quiet those thoughts and really just feel the stone that I can really talk and communicate with the actual rock, not my thought or idea of what the rock is. Okay, next question. This will be our last question. So Lemuel Dadpass asks, how long it takes to be a pro? It takes as long as you want it to, and it's all about how dedicated you are and whatever subject it is that you want to learn or discover more about. So I think that there's false plateaus of you have to have this in order to be that. You know, you have to have a million Instagram followers to be a pro. No, I think that you're a pro with zero Instagram followers. And I think that you're a pro when you tell yourself you're a pro. Because what happens is when you do that, you start to really walk differently and hold yourself differently and hold yourself to a higher standard of what you're capable of, as opposed to saying, oh, I'm not that good at it, or I'm just starting out, or I'm an amateur. It's like, no, I'm a pro. And if you continue to approach it over and over and over again as I'm a pro, then pretty soon you become a pro. Thank you to everyone who submitted your questions. If, like I said at the beginning of this, if you want to submit your question for the next episode, feel free, wherever you're listening to this, to leave a comment or a review asking your question. So thank you for your attention. I hope that you're having a great day while you're listening to this. And I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.